This is Gina Fulmer, in-studio producer and assistant director for Guys and Dolls. Mrs. Fulmer, we've had Coach Fulmer on the air a few times to talk golf, but it's time to get down to what's important.
Exactly.
Right?
Life with jazz hands and singing, much better than swinging a club.
You mean Coach Fulmer doesn't do jazz hands? Is that
you
what
know
you're
what?
Telling
he,
me?
He could be tempted to do it.
He could be tempted.
But probably not while he is golfing, probably
that
not.
That makes sense. Well, we're all excited for Guys and Dolls. You're, of course, producer and assistant director. Tell us who else is on the crew to help make this happen along with directing.
Oh my gracious, so many people do so much hard work to make this happen. Above and beyond everybody is Tammy Nielsen. This lady eats, sleeps, drinks, and breathes this musical. And you know, like, she does the community musicals in the fall, and then she turns to the high school. She helps with the high school with state drama, and then she comes and does our musical in the winter. And no one worries, thinks, and plans more than Tammy, and she does an excellent job. I am so grateful she is there, because I can just be the backup, the best cheerleader. I can kind of be behind the scenes and help arrange things, but she's the lady who has all the pieces in her head. She does such an amazing job.
And on top of all that, she has a classroom full of third graders
that she couldn't leave right now to be here.
Which is why she isn't here today.
Yes, I wish she could be.
Absolutely.
But we'll catch her one time.
Well, we're going to learn more about what Guys and Dolls is for the musical. You have some students here with you, some seniors in the lead roles. Tell us who's here today.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited to introduce these guys, because they're absolutely fantastic. I'm going to start with Jaden Robinson, because he is our veteran. Jaden has done 4 musicals at our high school. He can maybe tell you about them. And then Emma, she has done 3 musicals at our high school. She does a great job too. And then Adam, he's a senior, but he's a novice to the musical world, which makes Tammy cry buckets of tears because of the amount of talent Adam has brought to just our production. He's so great, and they're all so great. But we're so thrilled to have Adam. We're just sad we didn't have him for 4 years.
Right. Well, it's in the gene pool. Out there in the Bringfirst home, right, Adam?
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Well, Adam, let's start with you. Tell us what role you play in Guys and Dolls.
I'm Nicely Johnson. I'm Nathan Detroit's underground man, you could say. I work through all the dealings with trying to arrange the money and trying to figure out where the crap game is, and doing his dirty work, I guess.
Awesome. So why did you decide to do the musical this year?
I had a lot of help from the convincing from my friend Brock. He plays Nathan Detroit. He introduced me to some of the music before we actually started the audition process. And I was like, I like this music. And in the past, I maybe wasn't gripped by the musicals, but this one really caught my attention. I thought I would like to be a part of that.
Awesome. Brock can be very convincing.
Yes, he can.
Indeed. <Yeah.
laughs> Well, Emma, how about you? Tell us about your role in Guys and Dolls.
So I play Adelaide, and I'm Nathan's fiance. We've been engaged for 14 years, and she's pretty much just a really fun character. She is a dancer with a bunch of other girls, and it's just really fun playing her character.
Awesome. So this is your third musical then, if I heard that correctly, right? So remind us what other roles you have played, just to spark our memory.
So I've pretty much just been like background dancers in the other musicals.
So what was the biggest difference for you then, taking on a lead role this year?
It was a really big jump for me, because I've never had a speaking role at all. And then from being in a part of the ensemble to a lead, it was a pretty big jump.
Awesome. Well, happy to have you in studio and looking forward to seeing it. Jaden, let's kick the mic over to you. Tell us who you play in Guys and Dolls.
So I play Sky Masterson, and how my friends like to describe Sky Masterson is like, just blew my mind.
Too cool for school.
Too cool
He's
for school.
He's the cool guy that everybody wants to be.
Yeah, like the Elon Musk of the 1950s.
Yes, there
much.
You go.
Okay,
super rich, just coolest guy to be around, you know?
Awesome. So was that a difficult role for you to slide into? I'm getting the sense that maybe you just fit right in there.
Well, I don't think so, but maybe some do.
Awesome. Now, you've been doing this, your fourth musical, right? So tell us what roles you've had in the past.
Well, started freshman year. I think freshman year musical was probably my favorite, because that was the year I was able to perform with my brother, Payson, in Newsies, and all of his friends who were seniors, and they were like the big shots, the guys that I wanted to be like, right? So that was probably my favorite, was Newsies. Next year was Footloose, and I was the Reverend Moore in that one, which was a really fun musical as well. And then just last year in Cinderella, I was one of the King's Guards, which I played with Ammon Baird, and that was just a wonderful time.
Those guys stole the show. They were hilarious.
You did. Yes, I do remember that. So Guys and Dolls next weekend at Star Valley High School, the 14th through the 16th, multiple showings and showtimes. Jaden, let's stay with you here. Tell us about Guys and Dolls. If no one's seen it or heard of it, what is it about?
So Guys and Dolls takes place in the 1950s era. It takes place in New York when, you know, gambling was illegal and, you know, not heard of. And it's all about gambling. It's about, starts off with Nathan Detroit, making a sucker bet with Skye Masterson. And I have to go and try and woo this lady into going on a date with me in order so that he can get money to provide for his crap game.
Gotcha. And Emma, you're the lady, right? That I'm assuming is that.
No, she's the other lady.
Oh, the other lady. Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
She's Nathan Detroit's girlfriend. They've been engaged for 14 years.
Okay.
So there's some funny that comes with that.
So there's some backstory.
Michelle Stuckey plays the other lead opposite Jaden.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. So, Emma, then tell us about the rehearsal schedule for you guys. How long has this been in the works?
So we started in January, but we had auditions in December. So we kind of were practicing before January. We've been going to practice every single day. And I really like rehearsing every day because I get to see all my friends. And it's just fun.
How long are rehearsals? How much do you guys put into this every day after school?
So usually they're like 2 hours long. But this week is tech week, so we've been going for like 4 hours.
Oh, nice.
We were done at 8:15 last night.
Yeah. So late nights. Were you prepared for that, Adam, the late nights?
Well, I guess with some of my time in marching band, we have those Wednesday night practices that go until 8 o'clock.
Sure.
But it was my first real, besides of marching band, it was my first real extracurricular activity. I was in the drama club, so there was some staying after school for that, but it was a little bit of a change because I mean, where did all the months go from January? Here we are in March, you know? Time flies.
Well, appreciate all of you coming in. Mrs. Fulmer, if they perform half as well on stage as they do in the studio today, it's going to be a fantastic show.
Oh, Duke, they're just the best. Working with these kids, I wish I could bring them all in the studio here. We have over 70 people in the whole cast, so it takes a village. I guess I should shout out to, besides Tammy Nielsen, Tyson Balls helps us with the set, Rochelle Christensen and Becky Hart help us with the costumes, and Dane Hepworth, a new teacher at the school. He helps us with the lighting and sound. So lots of people it takes, but of course the kids are the star.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's free to attend, but
absolutely
drop
free.
Off a donation.
Yes.
If you would,
and
right?
You know, we've had lots of wonderful sponsors that'll come in and help us. It takes a lot to put on a production like this, as you can see in the quality. Year after year, we get people, you know, I had some ladies call from Pinedale that come over every year with a senior citizen group. I'm like, what's your show? What time is it? We come every year. We're so excited. So we have some notoriety, people that actually travel here to come and see our shows. And it takes a little bit to put that on. But once again, Tammy's the mastermind behind it all and does such great things. But these kids, Jaden, Adam, and Emma, I can't be more proud of them. And the others that aren't here, they just are amazing. They're so fun to work with. They work so hard. I'm busting.
It's Guys and Dolls, March 14th, 15th, and 16th, 7 o'clock p.m. nightly with a 1 o'clock Saturday matinee thrown in there as well. So four showings to go see Guys and Dolls next weekend. Anything we missed?
No, I think we'll be doing a kind of preview segments for the elementary schools next Thursday and Friday. They'll get to come and watch along with the high school. So, no, it's just come and see it. It's the best rom-com you'll see.
Awesome. That's Mrs. Gina Fulmer, producer and assistant director for Guys and Dolls, along with seniors Jaden Robinson, Adam Bringhurst, and Emma Almanza, all in studio today for the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.